Hey guys, my name is Sonali and you're listening to Sonali the Endless River Podcast. So I am recording this episode while on my morning walk, and I just thought, let me try this if I can squeeze in a little episode, and let me just see how the background noise and everything is, so I can kind of answer more of your questions and your queries and be more active on the podcast format. So I woke up today and I checked my Instagram DMs, and I got a very interesting DM, honestly, and it took me back in time, right? So I just would like to share my views on the guy who questioned me on the DM. Alright, so the question that I got was that this guy who messaged me was in high school. His high school just got over or was about to get over, and his friend, or maybe probably his best friend, was going to USA to study. Like, he was going abroad to study, and now he was pretty confused because he didn't have any plans, and he didn't know whether he wanted to go or whether he should go. Like, it's a very simple case of having peer pressure, right? And so I thought that this was a very, very important question for most people who are in high school. They want to know, you know, he feels like I'm gonna be like sort of like a loser because he's gonna go study abroad in, and that also in USA, and I'm going to just be here in some shitty Indian college and study. So he feels like it's kind of loserish of him and blah blah. So I thought that I'll share my view as to what I think about it. So sorry for the weird pause. I'm actually walking, so there are people around me, and I don't want any footsteps or any squeaky noises, right? Okay, so I shared my story to him that when I was in school, I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to go abroad. Oh my god, sorry about that. So I shared the story with him that when I was in school, I wanted to go and study abroad. And I think I won't even say when I was in school or when I was a grown-up, sort of a grown-up or a teenager, I wanted to go and live in the States forever. Like, I want to live the American dream, and I know I'm going to do it. But at that point of time, I was not, you know, I was not so mature enough to think that I don't want to do it at the cost of somebody else, especially my parents, right? So obviously, I kind of pestered my parents into sending me there, and they were ready. But somehow things did not work out. I'm going to tell you something that, you know, now let's talk about studying abroad. Good, bad, whatever. So there's something called a perceived value. Something that you feel like is good for you, but it's not exactly good for you, right? You just perceive it to be good because it looks flashy. It's just saying like all that glitters is not gold. It's just perceived that way, but it's not exactly that way. A lot of people, I know my friends who are abroad, they are studying, they are living their life, but they are really struggling out there because they have a lot of study loans. Most people in India don't have the money to pay for their foreign or abroad education, and so they have to take up financial loans, study loans, which takes a lot of years to repay. And these students who are studying abroad, they cannot afford to spend a lot of money on their lifestyle. So most of these people do college by day and get a job by night. They have to cook, they have to squeak in with a lot of other people. They have to really adjust, right? So you may be thinking, oh, they're doing it in America, and you know, it's beautiful and all of that. It's just a perceived value. It's all a struggle as over there as well, and the financial pressure is a lot. So I think there's a lot to ask for from your family in the first place. And the second place is that just because you are studying in India or you're studying some college which doesn't look as fancy as a college in USA, doesn't mean that your degree doesn't have any value. Most people, or a lot of educated people from India, go and run companies in the USA, and you know, there's nothing new about it. There's nothing to be ashamed about it. You're saving your parents money. If you want to live a fancy life, if you want to show up to your parents, do it at your own expense, right? So yeah, I think that's my view. You can always go and study abroad and take a loan and do all those kinds of fancy shit, but understand it that what all that glitters is not gold, and you should really think through this and don't let peer pressure dictate the biggest of your life decisions, right? Alright, so that's this for this episode. Let me know in the comment section below what you think about it, and if you have any questions, hit me up on Instagram. It is dd_endless_river. Cheers.